I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is our special twist on hump day because we span multiple days here with the hours that we work, whether it's late on your Tuesday, and it could be Alaska or Hawaii. Actually, I have some cousins who are in Hawaii right now, and their Snapchats keep popping up. So they're younger cousins of mine, one in junior high, one in elementary school, and they're taking a trip with their dad and their grandparents. And so it's kind of funny that they are sending me Snapchats in the middle of the night. But in Hawaii, obviously, they would just be getting ready for bed now. And so if you're on your Tuesday or you're into your Wednesday, either way, this is our middle show of the work week. And in fact, this is the dead center of our work week right here. We're halfway through our show. We try to make it a little more fun, a little comical, a little goofy, a little quirky, whatever it takes to get through this show and get closer to the weekend. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. So at this point, we have talked about seeing dead artists in concert via holograms. And some of you have had experiences with hologram concerts. So I appreciate your tweets, A-Law Radio, or those of you who found me on Facebook After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And then also our sad sap of the week. Wah, wah, wah. Max Scherzer with his broken nose from a bunting drill gone awry. We've also talked about Major League Baseball's Umpire Association taking to social media to air its grievances. Mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. Hashtag violence. Hashtag, that was one of their hashtags. Make an example of. That's a hashtag that's severely lacking. The drama in Houston, plus a surprise departure for the Boston Celtics in free agency with Al Horford leaving Boston, according to multiple reports. And so there are a lot of different topics on the table. You can find us on social media. Also, send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, which is just a half hour away now. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Bear with me here, okay? I was listening to the news, as I've told you a lot. I listen to the news when I'm in my car. A lot of times it's for traffic and weather together. But I just, sometimes, whatever I might conjure up in my head is not as interesting as actually what's happening in the world. And I'll just be honest, New York City is a whole different animal. There are just strange things that happen in major cities where you have, in the case of New York, 10 million people. Same thing for any major city, of course, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Houston, Vegas. Please don't get mad at me that I didn't name your city. Toronto. I mean, when you get that number of people together, of course, there are going to be some people that march to the beat of a different drummer. But it takes quite a drum beat to come up with this prank. And it actually fooled more than 20 emergency responders. I don't even know where you would get a fake baby, but a fake baby that had 20 emergency responders scrambling. Now, pretend for a second you don't know it's a fake baby. I will explain. There was a jogger in New York City, Queens Park, normal Tuesday morning, sees a lifeless baby in the grass in the park, instantly calls police, of course. So dozens of police officers arrive on the scene, and they see what looks to be a blue baby. Blue meaning maybe choking, maybe cold, right? So the skin appears to have turned blue on this baby. And the baby was lying next to a wall, had diapers on, and there was this whole idea that maybe someone had thrown the baby over the wall. Thank God this was a doll, because I would never talk about this otherwise, because I wouldn't be able to do it. So not only do you have the police show up, but EMTs also arrive on the scene and declare the baby dead. They declared the baby to be dead. Well, of course the baby was dead. It was a doll. Two things come to mind. Who in the world goes to all the trouble to find a doll that looks lifeless and is enough of a likeness to an actual human baby that it fools nearly two dozen first responders? Who needs to go to that much trouble to make this look like an actual crime scene? But also, and I don't know anything about EMTs, but how in the world does a trained EMT, probably more than one, and multiple first responders, not realize that it's a doll when they declare it to be dead on the scene? Again, thank God this is a doll, because I can't even imagine. It's got to be horrific for the jogger, for the EMTs. But when you pick up the baby or you attempt to do CPR on the baby, I guess this had to be one hell of a doll. Oh my gosh. So it took them 3 hours before they realized it was a doll. Again, this is not my area of expertise. I'm not criticizing. I don't get it. I don't understand it. So thankfully, this doll that was made to look like either it was choking or it was decomposing or it was all bruised up, just really sick. Whoever did this, just, you have a sick mind. Even put diapers on the baby. But then it took 20 first responders 3 hours to figure out it was a doll. I did hear that there were photos. I'm not looking at them. I've seen them from afar. I don't really want to examine them up close. But yeah, a fire department spokesman initially said the doll was a baby with discoloration consistent with signs of prolonged death. And there were all these police and fire and EMTs on the scene, and it turned out to be a doll. I mean, that's... Can you imagine the relief with the first responders when you realize it's not an actual baby? And I have no idea how that happens, but also the idea that would ever come into anyone's head to pull a prank like this. I don't know if that's a crime. I'm assuming that it would be if you could ever find out who did it, if the doll had fingerprints or whatever else, but gosh, I mean, there would be this wide range of emotions. People stun me. The more I am on social media, the less I like people, which is my own shortcoming. But this kind of stuff, like, people want their 15 minutes of fame. They want to be the center of attention, except so far there's been no one who's claimed the fake baby who was declared dead. A fake baby. Okay. So like I said, hump show. Goes faster when you have these kinds of crazy stories. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Alan, who's in South Carolina. Alan.
Hey, Amy.
Hey.
Hey, Amy. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Great. Going to talk about the hologram.
Mm-hmm.
If they did concerts in town where that particular artist had been to before, they could probably put the insert the words. So they'd have interaction with the supposedly live crowd.
Right.
To overcome that would be a way to get around that, or to make it seem more real. And come to mind, maybe Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, you know, an older guy, country music, and of course Elvis is not country. But anyway.
Well, the question, though, comes to mind, would they have realistic enough footage of an artist, you know, as old as Elvis, you know what I mean, from decades ago, would they have footage enough? I guess everything now can be digitally remastered, but the idea that you could take what old TV footage and turn it into a hologram, man, it'd have to be pretty good technology.
Well, with today's technology, they could probably figure that stuff out.
Hmm.
or find someone who talks like one of those guys, you know, and insert it. Like I said, they're real good at that kind of stuff. And there again, the price would have to be right because, you know, you got to know that you're not going to see Johnny Cash live or Elvis Presley live
because, yeah, you
know, not doable. But another comment real quick. I came to your beautiful town on Monday. I left Long Island, drove up to Connecticut. So I took a different route. Is it the Whetstone or something like that? Bridge cutting up towards Connecticut. And so I got to see New York City from a different side, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, good. Anytime you can escape New York City, and are you in a truck?
I'm delivering boats as always.
This is my
49th time to call you.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, anytime you can see New York City at night. Now, I'm not sure if we've had a bunch of fog the last couple of days. And so it's kind of interesting to be across the river. I come from New Jersey, to be across the river and the skyline's gone because it's enveloped in fog. But if you do get to see, I love skylines. I'm a big fan of skylines. And anytime you get to see them at night, they're just beautiful. Really kind of masks all the other stuff, the grime, the trash, the people, the traffic, the construction, all that jazz. But you get to see it at night and it's amazing. So, well, good. I'm glad you escaped with your life. It's the Whitestone Bridge, I think, is what you're talking about.
Thank you. I knew I was wrong when I said Whetstone. I was close, only one letter off. But I did get to drove in at night and drove out during a clear day. So from the Whitestone Bridge, I could see the skyline back to my left.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And like I said, I had no clue where I was at, but it was a different view of New York. And, of course, the last but not least, I got to come back through New York City at about rush hour. In the afternoon.
Did you say I got to come back into New York City in rush hour?
did I use the wrong English?
I would say most people wouldn't consider it a privilege or an excitement to do New York City at rush hour. But if you do, that's great.
Well, it's the only way you can get back to South Carolina. So there you go. You know, unless you go way out of your way to go to Virginia and all those other states and come down on 81, which I have done before, but it is a little bit longer. So
yes.
I do like knowing the route that I'm going on. Anyway, y'all have a great day and keep it up, all right?
All right, thanks, Alan. Let's talk to Antoine, who's in Atlanta. Antoine, welcome to After Hours.
How you doing, Amy? I just want to make a comment for all the Toronto fans out there that got these haters from Golden State because they were injured. And my statement to everybody has always been, people forget that how Golden State won their first title.
No, I can't take it anymore. Nobody has forgotten. Do you know how many people have called the show to point it out? I've talked about it. Yes, in 2015, it was LeBron without Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving. They also caught up with Houston when they didn't have Chris Paul. I don't know where you get the Golden State hate coming from. Golden State has not complained at all. They've not used injuries as an excuse. They're more concerned about their people. And they took out a full-page ad in the Toronto Star to congratulate the Raptors. They've been nothing but congratulatory and I think extremely classy. So I don't know how many more times we're going to talk about it, but honestly, I don't hear nearly as many people as I do just the callers to my show getting upset. I haven't heard one person who's told me it's not a legitimate championship. I've just heard people complaining about how other people are saying it's not a legitimate championship.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I don't really care what people think, but also, it doesn't matter. They've already got the title, and it's theirs. What do they care if somebody else says, oh, that ring is not real? Yeah, of course it is. It's actual ring, it's actual bling, and no matter what anybody says, it's not going to change. But to point the finger at Golden State is wrong. They've been nothing but classy through this whole thing, and they've not used the injuries as an excuse at all.
As far as the players, I'm just talking about the fans.
Really?
That's what the fans are saying.
I haven't heard. Really? Do you talk to a lot of fans of the Warriors? Because I haven't heard from any of them who said that.
Yes. Everybody out there was rooting for Golden State that I know.
Well, of course they're rooting.
But that's all. I just heard the guy from Canada calling about, and when he made that statement, a few callers back. That's the only reason I call.
Yeah, because it's like every third caller is calling up to complain about how the Raptors aren't getting enough credit. I mean, I don't know what else you can do. You million and a half people at a ticker tape parade. We talk about them almost every night. I mean, I just don't. Who cares what anybody's saying? Is it really that big of a deal?
Yes, right.
There you go. At least we're on the same page. Thank you, Antoine.
Right.
Good to talk to you. My gosh. I had just said when our last caller, it was Alan from Calgary, I think. And when he was talking, I have a talk back button behind the scenes here where I can speak to Chris and Dave and you can't hear me on the air, which is probably a good thing. It's my no filter talk back button. And so I said to them, how many more times are we going to be having this conversation? Not one person has called me to say the championship is not legitimate. No, it's all people who are upset that they think people think the championship is not legitimate. I mean, who cares? You guys care way too much what people think. Who gives a crap? Nobody is taking the ring away. Does it really matter to you? Do you think it matters to Barry Bonds that anybody thinks his home run record is not legitimate? And that's actually, you could actually make a case for that. There's no case to make that the Raptors championship needs an asterisk or isn't legitimate. Of course it is. Since when are injuries not a part of professional sports? They are. Who cares? Who cares what anybody else says? Just enjoy the damn title, please. How many more days? I'm about to put a moratorium on it because I just can't take it anymore. People complaining because the Raptors aren't getting enough credit. I mean, I don't know how much more credit we can give them. And also, who cares? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Kittredge deals, swung on and drilled to deep right center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. Eddie Encarnacion's first home run as a Yankee. Una celebración for Edwin Encarnacion.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The unmistakable, unforgettable John Sterling on the Yankees Radio Network. Now, I am in the midst of practicing, brushing up on my Spanish yet again to get ready for my trip to Cuba, which comes up just over a month from now. And so I've been riding back and forth with my family in Cuba, my friends in Cuba, and getting ready for our youth week that we put on. And so I've been riding all in Spanish, and most of the time my letters make sense. I do run them through translator just to make sure I didn't say anything really inappropriate. Speaking of inappropriate, no. John Sterling's call of Edwin Encarnacion's first Yankees home run was actually relatively benign compared to, is it possible for you guys to find his Giancarlo Stanton home run call? So when Stanton joined the Yankees last season, he did this elaborate Italian call. But in the case of Encarnacion, una celebración for Edwin Encarnacion. Now, Dave is married to, is she dual citizen, Mexican national as well as an American citizen?
She will be soon.
Yay, that's awesome. Anyway, so you speak some Spanish and your kiddo speaks some Spanish, right? So how would you rate the una celebración?
It was a good effort. it's about as much as I can say for Mr. John.
What else would you have said, though, for Encarnacion?
I'm not sure. Honestly, that rhymes with that. Or goes with that. It flows with that in any way. I probably would have done something with Edwin. I don't know.
Oh,
I'd have to think
Edwin
about it.
Edwin might be a little bit easier than Encarnacion.
Yeah, you know, he wanted the challenge, you know.
He practices these things. I know he does. So I, on a scale of 1 to 10, I felt like the Giancarlo Stanton was brutal.
Giancarlo. No, si puesto palo.
No, absolutely not. So if we're comparing Stanton, and I know some people think it's fantastic, like it's a signature call.
No, si puesto palo.
I don't even know what that means. And I'm half Italian. Either way, the way he says it, it just, it grates on me. And actually, I think John is memorable. I know he's an acquired taste, but you know what? So are most play-by-play announcers.
Giancarlo. Una celebración for Edwin and Encarnación. No se puede escaparlo.
Okay, if we're comparing the two, Encarnación is, it's vanilla compared to Giancarlo Stanton.
Giancarlo.
Also, you know that now, it's like he has to outdo himself. He very often will come up with two or three phrases to go along with each home run. So, oh my gosh, if I think of a good example, the Sanchino, this is Gary Sanchez, the Sanchino, Gary, he's scary. So he has like multiple calls for each home run. Although every home run is high and deep and far and gone, even when it's not actually high or deep or far or even gone sometimes. But his eyes have gotten better. Apparently, he has gotten laser surgery, so his eyesight is much better, which is often reflected in the game. However, if you're listening to the game on the radio, you don't actually know, so.
Oh, hammering Cameron.
Oh, no. I've heard his home run call for Cameron Maben. Hammering Cameron. Oh my gosh. Do you guys have a favorite? Let's just side note. Nobody else has these unique calls. So even if you hate them, they are still a topic of conversation. That's what I'm saying.
David John makes long gone.
Who? Who's David John?
DJ LeMahieu.
Oh. No, that's terrible. He doesn't go by David John. Oh, my gosh. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. As I was saying, Encarnacion, as Sterling home run calls go, is relatively benign. Dave.
I enjoyed really when he just didn't have one, when Tyro Estrada.
Oh, come on. Don't be a party pooper.
No, that was really funny, though, because we played that cut, and John Tyro Estrada hit his first home run as a Yankee this year, and he was, you could see him, like, searching and, like, couldn't find it, and then he was just, like, gone to left center. That's really funny
because he wasn't
always
prepared.
He always has a call.
Right. Well, with Encarnacion, who is the American League home run leader, you would expect that there was going to be a home run at some point. And so he no doubt had that prepared. But with the, we call them kind of the fill-in Yankees, the baby Yankees, and many of them are not in the lineup anymore, though David John is. A lot of these guys were filling in because so many Yankees were injured early on. And so he was not expecting them to be in the lineup or to hit home runs.
I think it was, he comes up with one the next time he hit a home run. It was like Tyro hits one to Cairo or something.
Oh, that's right. That one I remember. I don't remember that he misfired on the first one.
The first one, there's like 4 seconds of silence, and I'm like waiting for it. And he's like, yep, gone to left center.
Now, I don't mind the Aaron Judge call, but again, it's got multiple pieces to it, right? So it's not just a Judgy and Blast, which it annoys me because they're not all Judgy and Blast. But
oh, this is Glaber Day. Like a good Glaber. Torres is there.
No!
I'm a big fan of that one.
Are you?
Big fan.
Wait, are you being sarcastic?
Not at all.
Oh, this is Glaber Day. Like a good Glaber. Torres is there.
No, that one is fantastic. Like a good Glaber? Who thinks of that?
So instead of neighbor, it's Glaber. And instead of Labor Day, it's Glaber Day. That one I like. But then you have, again, how many calls do you need for one guy, though? So with Aaron Judge, it's Judgy and Blast. And then it's All Rise. I mean, you get both, right? So sometimes I feel like less is more, but.
My least favorite is the Luke Voit. I got to be honest.
Okay, that one I haven't heard. Do we have that one?
What does he say? He says, hits one to
Detroit?
You know, he says something different, like a joint. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, no. Yeah, when he makes up words or makes up phrases, then it's bad. Like a good Glaber. State Farm. Wait, do you think that he makes money off of that? That is a stolen slogan. State Farm Insurance. I don't know if he's allowed to use that. Just because you change one word doesn't mean it's... interesting.
Oh, that Voit is a droit. And he just homered. Clear to Detroit.
Oh, stop it. No. Okay, so the adroit part is okay. That's actually a word. But not all of his home runs went to Detroit.
Oh, this is Glaber Day. Like a good Glaber, Torres is there.
Would you like to know the definition of adroit? I actually do know this. Do you know it's
please.
A you know it's a word, right?
I believe you.
Oh,
but no, please.
Well, he didn't actually make up this word. And you can add the ly on the end, so it can be an adverb, adroitly. That's a little awkward, but I'm going to have to work that into conversation sometime now in the next half hour.
Good luck.
So adroit is essentially, or adroitly is to do something in a like skillful way, like you're really good at it. That's what adroitly means. So, yeah. but adroit, that like if you're, the way that he uses it, not adroitly, it would be Luke Voigt is adroit. He
has that Voigt is adroit.
Right, so he has skill in whatever it is that he's doing.
And he just homered. No! Clear to Detroit.
No, he didn't. That's
this is Glaber Day. this is Glaber Day.
Okay,
David
okay,
John.
Okay. You need to go back to the first Tyler Estrada home run and see if we can find the one that has no home run call. Because that's going to be the one that's the moneymaker right there. That he fumbles around and he couldn't come up with one because he wasn't expecting it. All right. That fits perfectly with the hump show. Oh, my gosh. And I think that between he and Susan Waldman, they are national treasures, actually. There is nothing else like them in the entire Major League Baseball world. Nothing.
That is a fact.
That is a fact.
And as a lifelong fact. Yankee fan, I could definitely say that. Yeah. But wasn't she just honored for the Hall of Fame, I think?
She is a candidate, I believe.
Yeah.
I think she still has to be voted in, like our Jim Rome, but I could be so wrong. Either way, it's an honor to be nominated. All right, coming up next, it's Ask Amy Anything. So if you would like to send your questions, you have a few minutes left at After Hours CBS or on our Facebook page.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot.
Clever question on our Facebook page. Aaron wants to know, Amy, did you end up using your teeth whitening kit yesterday? No. In fact, I'm still salty about it, but I'm determined on the weekends. I don't know how long it's going to take to actually whiten the teeth, nor do I believe that I'm confident the bleach is not expired. So if I figured I'd wait till the weekend just in case I'm going to get sick on the teeth whitening kit. But yeah, I'm determined after our conversation.
How about no.
But it's not as bad as the guy who bought a real hot air balloon. He spent money on a real hot air balloon and hasn't used it. So at least it was only a teeth whitening kit for me. I feel like mine was a little more practical. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, we appreciate your questions for Ask Amy Anything. Chris continues his streak of never taking off a hump show because he doesn't want anyone else to ask these questions. Why don't you give Dave a chance? Just one question.
A little behind-the-scenes conversation. I ask him all the time if he wants to do it this week. Dave is a little gun-shy on asking me.
First of all, I can make that decision. You cannot make that decision.
I know. Why is Chris lying to our audience? That's very not nice.
Because, I know. No, he does. I think he does actually fib a bunch.
Yeah, Dave and gun-shy don't often collide in the same sentence.
That is true. In fact, there are times when I wish Dave would stop talking, and yet he's still talking. Okay, Chris, questions. This is your moment, Chris. It's Ask Amy Anything, but it's Chris asking me anything.
That's right. You know me well. You know me well. We'll start with Greg, who has a very random two-parter. First, he asks, Amy, are you a fan of the band Rush?
No.
And then his second part of the question, what's your favorite sandwich?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm a huge fan of peanut butter and jelly. So I know that's probably boring, but I love peanut butter and jelly. And I mean thick layers of peanut butter to the point where you have to compensate then by putting all this extra jelly. And my favorite jellies are blackberry or red raspberry. Grape is okay, fine. But, I don't know that you can get better than peanut butter and jelly.
That's a staple. I have a question for you based on
turkey
that,
with avocado, though, is really good. But I can't say that because that's like Tom Brady-ish, and I can't.
Okay. No, we're anti-avocado. Anti-avocado after hours has some alliteration for you.
I do love avocado, but I don't speak of it because I don't want to be compared to Tom Brady.
Superfoods, be darned. So have you ever had, my father brought this home this week, and it is one of the best things I've ever tried. Strawberry-flavored fluff.
You're eating strawberry-flavored fluff? I thought you were on a diet.
I just tried it. I didn't have a whole sandwich.
I have never tried strawberry fluff. I do love fluffernutter sandwiches. Anything with peanut butter, I'm good. But I have not had a fluffernutter sandwich since I turned to adulthood. I don't think I've had one in years. Probably not since I was just out of college when it was cheap and an easy way to get a fix. Yeah, you know what else is good is Nutella. Nutella on a sandwich with anything else that you might put on it. This is so bad for... I'm on Weight Watchers because my mom is on Weight Watchers and she's doing so good. And I'm trying to stick it out, but I miss the good food. This is not helpful at all. Thank you.
Well, next cheat day, I would highly recommend adding strawberry fluffernutter to your list of cheat meals.
Okay.
It is incredible.
All right.
So we'll go another food question here. Scott checks in. You have said in the past you are a big fan of milk. Do you like almond milk?
I like it in my coffee. And every now and then, it's okay in my oatmeal. But it's not milk. How do you milk an almond? I mean, it's not milk. I get it that there are people out there who are lactose intolerant or who want fewer fat calories. Plus, Weight Watchers penalizes people for dairy. It's really sad how little cheese and milk I've had over the last 3 weeks. I hate it. I feel as though I'm withering away. I'm not being true to myself. So I do use almond milk in my coffee, especially the unsweetened vanilla. It's got a nice kind of vanilla taste, and it's not extra sugar. But I can't drink it straight. It's the kind that you need to spit out. If you love milk, almond milk is a cheap substitute. Again, how do you milk an almond? It's like, how do you milk a soybean? You don't. It's cheap. It's not real milk. So no, it's an insult. It's like having a fake Christmas tree. Okay? A gas grill. Need I say more?
No, I think that's
all. You're all cheaters.
We'll check in with
gluten-free pasta. What is that?
Oh my god. No. Okay, so just for everyone keeping score at home, no avocados and no gluten-free pasta.
I like avocados, but I only do them on the DL. I don't talk about them because everyone thinks about Tom and Giselle when you talk about avocados.
Just like Fight Club. First rule is you don't talk about Fight Club. We'll check in with David, who wants to know, or he wants an update rather, on your next race.
October. Middle of October. It has to be a Saturday because it's football season, so I have to be done before college football kicks off. Plus, I can't possibly concentrate on a full NFL slate if I've just run a half marathon. It's not happening. So yes, I am doing one again in October. I'm already back to training. I don't know if I should talk about it as much. I was so disappointed in the race that I ran in the spring because I had to stop to walk toward the end. I've never done that before. So this is my personal chance at redemption this fall. It'll be my fifth half marathon. Do you get some kind of a prize for that? Probably not.
You should eat whatever you want afterwards.
Well, that day
you get
I will.
A strawberry fluffernutter. That's a lot of half marathons.
I haven't finished it yet, but this will be my fifth. And I've done them all since I got old, which I'm really proud of because I was never a long distance runner. When I was in school, I was a sprinter. So
I ran zero.
You could do one. Come on, run with me.
I could.
Come on. If you start training now, you'll be ready by October.
That's a lot of miles.
It is. I can't like even sugarcoat it.
Producer Chris said he'll go.
It hurts like hell. I'm just going to tell you the truth. It does. Unless you're one of those natural Ethiopian runners, which I'm not. Let me just tell you. I'm slow, but slow and steady sometimes gets you across the finish line. It's not going to win me the race, but it'll get me across the finish line.
Ain't no shame in that at all.
Thank you for asking. Yes, I'm already training, and that'll be in October.
We'll check in with Pat next, who has a sport question, but I think it's a good one. He says, if you could choose any...
Are you breaking the rules right now?
No, I don't think so, because it's not about a specific team or league.
Oh, okay.
He says, if you can play any sport and be good at it in the world, what would it be?
Well, I did play four or five sports, but he means like today.
Yeah, like if you could just drop in and be good at any sport, which one would you choose?
Well, golf. It would be. I love golf. I wish I was better at it. I'm not. But I feel like no one's good at it except for those people who spend days and days and days doing it. My pastor said this once. You have to choose. You can either have kids and have be a good pastor, or you can play golf. You can't do both. So it's true. People say to me, like, I'll ask friends, do you want to go golfing? Oh, I'm not very good. Like, no one's good at golf except for the people who are on the pro tour or the people who spend way too much time on the golf course. So it would be golf, though, because I love to stand on the tee box and watch that ball fly. Absolutely love it. And I have missed playing the last several years. I'll tell you the truth, full disclosure, the driving range is on my to-do list for the weekend. I'm scared because I haven't swung a golf club in a couple years. Other than in my head, I have not swung a golf club in a couple years because I have no one to play with. And so I'm really nervous that I may actually endanger people at the driving range. But I'm going to find the side, like way to the extreme, either left or right, and just hope that no one's within my target practice. No one's. Yeah.
I actually grew up playing golf, and I haven't swung a golf club in years either. And it's something I miss.
I miss it, too. Oh. An after-hours golf outing. Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Does producer Chris play golf?
We would laugh our asses off. Like, for years, we would have something to laugh at. What if I promised there would be no phones, no video recordings, no social media posts?
Oh, no. Show content out the wazoo.
I'm trying to protect you. You're the one who's never swung a golf club before.
I will make as big of a fool out of my... If it gets clicks, likes, and followers, we're doing it.
Oh, wow. What a shill you are.
Absolutely.
Okay, sounds good. After-hours golf tournament. We're going to start planning it.
10,000, here we come on Twitter.
Wow, you sell yourself
Producer
so short.
Chris is going to sing.
Are we already at like 9,500 on our show Twitter?
Yeah, so the golf outing is going to push us right over the top of the mountain.
Oh my gosh, okay.
He has a voice like an angel.
No, he doesn't.
Not an angel.
That's what I've been
told.
And
if he does, then it won't be nearly as exciting as him swinging a golf club.
No, not at all. I was the athletic gene I was not born with. I actually have a question.
It's
based
that
on
strawberry fluffer knitter.
Exactly. Based on something that we talked about a little earlier in the show. Now, when you say someone's in their late whatever, 20s, 30s, 40s, is okay. 6 or 7 the start
no,
of
that's
the late
mid.
Category?
7, I would still say is mid. If you get to claim 33 as early 30s, then mid includes 37.
Very early.
When you're 38, then you're in your late. So you, my friend, are now in your late 20s. Oh, no, you're almost in your late
27 20s.
But you're
now.
About to be 28. So we got late 20s, early 30s, and old. That's what we got here on the show. Old and wise, thank you.
I don't know. I don't know. Ugh. Is that see?
Okay, it's ask Amy anything. Can you squeeze in another question?
Yes,
please?
I can squeeze in another question, but I got a lot of contentions on that last one. All right, Johnny checks in. He says, "Hi, Amy. Cereal question: Fruity Pebbles or Cocoa Pebbles?"
Oh no, I was Apple Jacks. Keep going.
All right, let's see. We got a couple more here.
How tall am I? That was a question I saw.
Yeah, but I wouldn't ask that one.
It's not like you're asking me how old I am.
No, but you know, there's just
5'10". Anything else?
All right. West wants to know if you could sing "Old Town Road" by Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus and make a video out of it.
No, but Chris will. Next question. Anything else? Quick.
I think that'll about do it.
I'm so excited about the golf tournament we're about to have. Oh my gosh, it's going to be fantastic. And I feel as though we're all going to be about the same plane. Chris has never golfed, but Dave and I haven't golfed in years. So I feel like this is going to be
a
really
a long
even
time.
Tournament.
But it's kind of going to go like Chubby Bunny went. Yeah.
As in you're going to win?
Yeah.
Huh. You better
is that
watch
something
out.
You can win?
I play dirty. Just saying. And here I was going to offer you a golf tournament with no phones. And you guys are deciding that you want this to be public for all the world to see. Okay, I'm in. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
All right, football fans. The NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.